بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 40th session of Understand Quran, in which we will study Surah Al-Qari'ah. But as usual, we start with Hadith. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy are just like one body. When one of the limbs suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. The believers in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy are just like one body. When one of the limbs suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. That is, Muslims should feel the pain of their fellow Muslims if they are suffering. And as a result, if somebody feels the pain, he tries to do something also. So they should also try to relieve the pains. Okay, we come to spoken Arabic. And in the last class, we said, كم الساعة؟ Yeah, ننتظر قليلا. كم الساعة؟ How much is, what's the time? كم, but how much? In Arabic, it is how much. كم is how much. كم الساعة؟ What is the time? ننتظر, we wait قليلا, شوية, a little. ننتظر, we will wait, شوية, قليلا, means a little. شوية is slang, and قليلا, or قليل, is فصيح, or the literal Arabic. كم أنتم؟ كم أنتم؟ كم means how many. كم أنتم؟ How many are you? I mean, how many are sitting here, for example. كم أنتم؟ كثير, too many, or قليل, too little. مين غائب؟ مين is slang for من. من ربك, as we said in the grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first question that will be asked to the dead person or in the grave will be, who is your Lord? Man Rabbuka. So mean is slang. Mean ghaib. Who is absent? Mean ghaib. Ghaib. Mean ghaib. Kam antum? Kathir. Qaleel. Mean ghaib. Okay. Now we come to the grammar. And in grammar, we have covered in the last class, tawalla. Is that right? Tawalla. We were covering the verbs, verb types with extra letters. Verb types with extra letters. Let me repeat those types. The first type is the one with three letters only, fa'ala, yaf'alu. And if you know fa'ala, you can make fa'alta, fa'altu, fa'alu, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. And if you know yaf'alu, you can make the rest, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, fa'aluna, fa'alu. So فعل يفعل افعل فاعل مفعول فعل. Okay, the second, from second till 10, we have verbs with extra letters, and the second letter is فعل. Second type is فعل. يفعل, فاعل, مفاعل, مفاعل, تفعيل. This is called chapter of تفعيل, باب تفعيل. Second type. And the example is سبح, يسبح, سبح, مسبح, مسبح, تسبيح. And the third type is فاعل, with an alif after fa. فاعل, يفاعل, فاعل, مفاعل, 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 باب مفاعل. And فاعل verbs with on this pattern involve two people, two entities. And the example is جاهد, يجاهد, جاهد, مجاهد, مجاهد, مجاهدة. The fourth type is أفعل, and this is special. أفعل يفعل. Okay, يفعل, أفعل يفعل, أسلم يسلم, أشرك يشرك, آمن يؤمن. أفعل, مفعل, مفعل, إفعال, إيمان, إسلام, إشراك. Okay, إخراج. And the example we gave is أخرج. Okay, خرج means came out, أخرج brought out, نزل came down, أنزل brought down or sent down. So أخرج يخرج, Akhrij, Mukhrij, Mukhraj, Ikhraj. And the fifth type is, what is fifth type? Tafa'ala. Yatafa'alu. Tafa'al, Mutafa'il, Mutafa'al, Tafa'ul. And we said Quran is revealed for tadabbur, tafakkur, and tadhakkur, to take lessons out of it, to receive admonition, tadhakkur. And the example is tadhakkur, tadhakkara, yatadhakkaru, tadhakkar, mutadhakkir, mutadhakkar, tadhakkur. This is the fifth type. And the sixth type is tafa'ala. Tafa'ala is what we will cover today. Tafa'ala also involved two people. Tafa'ala, so let us practice tafa'ala as a structure. Tafa'ala, tafa'alu. Tafa'alta, tafa'altum. Tafa'altu, tafa'alna. Yatafa'alu, yatafa'aluna. Tatafa'alu, tatafa'aluna. Atafa'alu, natafa'alu. Tafa'al, tafa'alu. لا تتفاعل لا تتفاعل متفاعل متفاعل تفاعل. So you see, we started ta and alif and we just carried it all in all the forms. That's as simple as that. And the example we have today is تساءل. تساءل means ask one another. As I said, these تفاعل and فاعل involve two. And tasa'ala means ask one another. Tasa'ala, tasa'alu. Tasa'alta, tasa'altum. Tasa'altu, tasa'alna. Yatasa'alu, yatasa'aluna. Tatasa'alu, tatasa'aluna. Atasa'alu, natasa'alu. Tasa'al, tasa'alu. لا تتساءل لا تتساءلوا متسائل متساءل تساؤل. Okay, that was تساءل. Let us practice it once more. تساءل تساءلوا تساءلت تساءلتم تساءلت تساءلنا يتساءلوا يتساءلون تتساءلوا تتساءلون أتساءلوا نتساءلوا تساءل تساءلوا لا تتساءل لا تتساءلوا متسائل متساءل تساؤل. Now I give you a very simple rule to remember these six forms. You see, we started with fa'ala, and the second was fa'ala, and the third was fa'ala. Very good. So 4th, 5th, 6th will be similar, except with one difference. Here it is af'ala instead of fa'ala, it is af'ala. And the second is, you add for second and third ta. Tafa'ala, tafa'ala. Okay, fa'ala, 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 af'ala, tafa'ala, tafa'ala. Okay, alright, that was the grammar, and we are approaching its end in terms of grammar. Let us go to what we covered in the last class. In the last class we have studied the two verses that are recited in Khutbatul Jum'ah. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. I will read that and inshallah you will translate. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله, indeed Allah, يأمر, orders. يأمر بي, بي comes with يأمر, this is preposition with أمر. يأمر بي orders العدل, justice, والإحسان, and good conduct, وإيتاء, and to give, and giving. Okay, ذي القربى, to relatives, and giving to relatives. وَيَنْهَى and forbids عَنْ from الفحشاء immorality والمنكر and bad conduct والبغي and oppression. يَعِذُ he admonishes. وَعَذَ يَعِذُ he admonishes. كُمْ you لَعَلَّكُمْ that perhaps you تذكرون you be reminded. Okay, you will take lesson, you will get admonished, you will receive admonition. That was the first verse, and the second verse was أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ أُتْلُ recite مَا that which or what أُوحِيَ was revealed it's past passive voice okay إِلَيْكَ to you مِنَ الْكِتَابِ of the book recite O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam what has been revealed to you of the book wa aqim as-salah and establish the prayer inna as-salah indeed the prayer tanha forbids an from or tanha an prohibits the same thing al-fahsha immorality wal munkar and wrongdoing or bad conduct here it is in the context it has been taken as wrongdoing. Okay. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ لَا ذِكْرُ لَا means and indeed yeah emphasis for the emphasis indeed ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ the remembrance of Allah أكبر is greater وَاللَّهُ and Allah يَعْلَمُ knows مَا that which تَصْنَعُونَ you do and Allah knows that which you do. Alright, today we will cover Surah Al-Qari'ah. Remember in the last class the lesson was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders three things, Adl, Ihsan and giving to relatives, Ita bin Qurba, and stops from three things, Fahsha, Munkar, Baghi. And also he gave a wonderful formula for us to practice that is Tilawa and Salah, establishing of Salah and the Dhikr. In today's session we will study Surah Al-Qari'ah and this surah describes about Qiyamah and what will happen at the end when people will be awarded or punished. Let me read the surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah means striking calamity. Actually, you know, qara'a, you know, if you knock the door, qara'a, it is called qara'a. Qari', the one who knocks. Qari'a, the female who knocks. But here it means striker, or striking calamity, because al-qari'a is referring to al-qiyamah. So, striking calamity. Actually, it means the striker, female striker. Al-qari'a, the female striker. The striking calamity, mal qari'ah, what is that striking calamity? What is the striking calamity? Wama adraka mal qari'ah, wama and what adraka can make you know. Adraka can make you know. Can make know you, ka means you. That means can make you know. Mal qari'ah, what is that striking calamity? What is the striking calamity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking it more than one, actually more than two, three times. Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wa Ma-Adraka, Mal-Qari'ah. What can make you know, what can explain you, how? What can make you understand, make you know what that Al-Qari'ah is?
يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ
يَوْمَ the day يَكُونُ النَّاسِ mankind will be يَكُونُ means be or become okay will be ka Ka means like. Ka'asfim ma'kul. We studied before. Like the straw eaten up. So ka means like. Al-farash, moths. Moths. You know, small insects. Moths. M-O-T-H, moths. Mabthuth, dispersed. We have studied this. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Dispersed. Mabthuth, you see, bath, the one who disperses, and mabthuth, the one which is dispersed. Maf'ul, fa'il maf'ul, mabthuth, means dispersed. The day it will be, it is a day when the mankind, when mankind will be like dispersed moths. Okay.
وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ.
وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ, and the mountains will be ka, like العهن, wool, wool. Okay, wool, like woolen sweater, wool. الْمَنْفُوشِ, fluffed up. Okay, fluffed up, you know, fluffed up. You know, you make it a dhunna. Okay, yes, exactly. Fluffed up. Kal'ihn al-manfush, like fluffed up wool. So the mountains will be like fluffed up wool.
Fa'amma man thaqulat mawazinuh.
Fa'amma, fa means then, amma as for. Amma as for. Man, the one who, thaqulat, will be heavy or became heavy or will be heavy. Man thaqulat, will be heavy. Actually it is in past tense. Thaqulat means tabba, tabbat. You see it is feminine. Thaqula means became heavy. Thaqulat became heavy for feminine gender. But man thaqulat here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing something, the condition. Then as for one who will be heavy, thaqulat will be heavy. What will be heavy? Mawazinu, his scales. Mizan, mawazin. Mawazin is plural. Yes. His scales. So you see, as we said, whose is the word whose is not perhaps there in Arabic. That's why we have then as for one whose scales will be heavy. The one who his scales will be heavy means whose scales will be heavy. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Are you clear? I mean, مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. مَنْ means who. ثَقُلَتْ will be heavy. His scales. Who? Will, so who his scales will be heavy, that means whose scales will be heavy. Then as for the one whose scales will be heavy, what will happen to him? فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. فَ, then هُوَ, he, فِي عِيشَة, in a life, عِيشَة, life, عَيْش, you know, عِيشَة, life, رَاضِيَة, pleasant, pleasant, yeah, رَاضِيَة, which will make him راضي. Yeah, pleasing, pleasant. Okay. What? Aisha is life. So the as then his scales will be heavy means his good deeds will be more. So as for one whose good deeds will be more, then he will be in a pleasant life. That means he will be in paradise.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ.
وَأَمَّا, and as for, or but as for, مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, one who, man means one who, خَفَّتْ means will be light, will be light. مَوَازِينُهُ, his scales, that is, his scale of good deeds are lighter than the bad deeds. Then فَأُمُّهُ, fa means then ummu is his mother. Ummuhu, his mother. Here it means his abode, his resting place or abode. A-B-O-D, his abode. Okay. هَاوِيَة, will be هَاوِيَة. And what is that? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَا. And what will make you know? مَا أَدْرَاكَ. What will make you know? مَا. What is that? هِيَا. That. What is that? نَارٌ حَامِيَا. Fire. حَامِيَا is intensely hot. An intensely hot fire. That will be. So the one whose scales will be light, his abode will be هَامِيَا. Which is Narun Hamia. You see, there are a couple of things you should realize when you read this surah or any verse of the Quran. If you think, you know, tuck, 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 knock, knock, you don't understand. You say, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, Al Qari'ah, Mal Qari'ah, Huma Adraka Mal Qari'ah? So just to understand, now we have a glass window here. If somebody throws a stone, all of us will be, you know, shocked. But somebody takes a table and hits it on that window, all of us will be severely disturbed. And if we describe this incident, we'll be saying, oh, wow, you know what happened? Somebody threw, really? So, now imagine, you know, if there is a big explosion, you know that within 1 or 2 kilometers all the window panes will be crushed because of the power of sound wave, the energy that sound wave carries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Al-Qari'ah will be such a huge striker that the mountains will become powder, or mountains will become like wool. Imagine the grave gravity of the situation. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking 3 times, Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. Do you know what it is? What will make you know what that Al-Qari'ah is? Yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashi al-mabthuth wa takunu al-jibalu kal-ihni al-manfush. People will be like dispersed moths, like insects, and the mountains will be fluffed up wool, like fluffed up wool. With that intensely, you know, grave scene, Allah starts this, and then the end comes. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. An eternal peace. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. So this is a beautiful small surah, but describes the Qiyamah in a very powerful way, and you should take as if Allah, and it is true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us, and He's trying to make us realize the gravity, the gravity of the situation, the grave situation that will be at that time. So let us practice. Al-Qari'atu Mal-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah. The striking calamity. Mal qari'ah? What is the striking calamity?
Al qari'ah, mal qari'ah. Al qari'ah, striking calamity. Mal qari'ah, what is the striking calamity? Al qari'ah, mal qari'ah, striking calamity. What is the striking
calamity? Wama adraka mal qari'ah. Wama, and what adraka will make you know or can make you know? Mal qari'ah, what is the striking calamity? And what will make you know or what can make you know what that striking calamity is?
Wama adraka mal qari'ah. Wa, and ma, what adraka will make you know ma, what is the qari'ah,
يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. يَوْمَ, the day, so it is the day. يَكُونُ النَّاسُ, mankind will be, or people will be, كَ, like, الْفَرَاشِ, moths, الْمَبْثُوثِ, dispersed. Okay, the day, it is the day when mankind will be like dispersed moths.
yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashi al-mabsus. Yawma the day yakunu an-nas, mankind will be car like al-farash moths, al-mabsus dispersed. The day mankind will be like dispersed moths.
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. وتكون and will be. وتكون الجبال and the mountains will be ك like العهن wool المنفوش fluffed up. And the mountains will be like fluffed up wool. Fluffed up. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَ then أَمَّا as for مَنْ who ثَقُلَتْ will be heavy مَوَازِينُهُ I want you to answer his scales. Then as for the one whose scales will be heavy whose scales will be heavy. فهو في عيشة راضية. فذن هو he في عيشة in a life راضية pleasant. Then he will be in a pleasant life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَأَمَّا but as for مَنْ خَفَّتْ who will be heavy مَوَازِينُهُ his scales. Then as for one whose scales will be sorry خَفَّتْ is will be light. فأمه هاوية. ف then أمه his abode هاوية will be هاوية. Then his abode will be هاوية. Another translation of scholars is it's a deep ravine or valley, deep valley. وما أدراك ما هي وما and what أدراك will make you know can make you know ما what here that is and what can make you know or what will make you know what that is.
وما أدراك ما هي وما and what أدراك can make you know ما that here it and what can make you know what it is.
نار حامية. نار fire. حامية intensely hot. Intensely hot fire.
نار حامية. نار fire. حامية intensely hot. Intensely hot fire.
Okay, in this surah I want to emphasize the rule. You know I have been telling that broken plural comes with singular feminine. And here Jabal, the plural of Jabal is Jibal. And Takunu is here. Anta Takunu, here Takunu. You will be, she will be. Wa Takunu Jibal and the mountains will be. And the Jibal is broken plural, that's why it has come with Takunu instead of Yakunun, for example. And similarly, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ. Mawazin is plural. But it is broken plural, that's why instead of you know, singular feminine has come. Thakula, thakulat. Okay, thakulat. Tabba, tabbat. Thakulat, mawazinu. It became heavy, she became heavy, but mawazin is broken plural, that's why his scales will be heavy. Similarly, khaffat. Okay, khaffat mawazinu, tabba tabbat. Remember that reference.
What is the original plural of
jibal?
Jibal.
No, it's the plural is jibal. It's a broken plural. Okay, with this we stop this session, but let us remember the message that is given in this surah, which is very important. It is given in the context of a very grave scene, very intensely active scene, or you know, very live scene. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the end in this surah of those whose good deeds will be more, and those whose good deeds will be less compared to their bad deeds. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.